你，却哭不拉高的不敢没有了你，不如该也敢不敢你。
5, 4, 3, 2, 1。
Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the fun. Welcome to the.
Welcome to Tiger Belly, Bobby Lee, Kalila, Gilbert, and we have a special guest tonight. Introduce your friend, Kalila.
Our very special guest tonight is my longtime friend from forever ago.
How long? Samoa.
She's not Samoan. She's Vietnamese.
I always thought you were Samoan.
I just met her. I thought she was Samoan.
Yeah. I mean, like Mark Hunt's sister.
Yeah, like a cousin or something.
Yeah. The big thighs that gave
okay.
away.
No.
Yes, it was, because now you're thinking about it.
Okay, so this is my friend Christine. Yes, okay. And she is definitely not Samoan, although
Christine, talk
I will
closer
say,
to the mic when you talk. You got to vocalize.
This close.
Yeah.
No, even closer. Like a little louder.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Swallow it. Deep throat that fucking mic.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's another question. That's a good way, good about the Samoan observation.
Okay.
These girls, you and your sister, are very wonderfully curvy.
Wide?
Yeah, are there a lot of, no, not wide. Are there a lot of Vietnamese girls
thick.
That are, yeah, because she has a big ass. She has thick
like a
thighs.
Thick ass ass.
Thick ass ass?
Yeah, it's like damn, chunky and thick. I love it.
Double the ass? All right.
And your sister's thick ass. Do you mind?
Thick, like nice.
Are you mad at me? All right, well, now I'm going to tell
she
you.
She likes it.
Yeah, so. Oh. But you guys are, what are they?
Not Samoan.
Vietnamese. You're Vietnamese. Do you guys know a little thing about Dat Phan? You guys know him?
You know who that is?
Is that a person?
Yeah,
that a person?
It's a person.
Oh, bless your heart.
You should really know who he is. He's a leader in your community. And he is he's a big star.
Look him up and confirm this in.
Yeah. So you don't know who Dat Phan is?
No.
Okay. But I love the movies. Platoon, love it.
That's what? Very
Apocalypse
racist.
He's an
now.
Actor?
No, he's saying, he's naming war movies that were based on a Vietnam war.
Yeah, Good Morning Vietnam, great movie.
He was in it many times.
So Christine here is what I like to consider an anomaly of an Asian, and I think that's why we've been friends for so long, because she blows my mind on a daily basis.
Why?
We're both crazy.
Well, whoa. Beyond that, when I first met her, she was the only, I mean, let's be real. Let's not pretend and pretend like Asians aren't racist in general, because we are.
We're not.
I mean, we're not.
I'm not.
I don't think I am in my heart, but generally Asians are fucking racist, and I love how they fucking trivialize their own racism. Koreans are the most racist people on earth.
That's
and
not true.
All my Korean friends confirm this for me.
That's not true.
They are.
Well, how racist? I love everybody.
You do, maybe.
No, not maybe, for sure.
100%.
She's 100%. Just making a general observation.
Yeah.
In fact,
even within Asians, we are racist, inter-Asian.
Throw me
racism.
A raise, I'm going to give you a ranking.
Okay.
1 through 10.
God.
Let's start with the Vietnamese.
This is not a good start.
9 out of 10.
Wow. Can,
yeah, wait, hold
amazing.
On.
Amazing. You
I
know
say,
why? Because their rolls, when you have like an egg roll, you can see through it.
Wow.
It's
know
like,
what?
Yeah, it's just transparent.
Transparency.
Yeah.
See, the Vietnamese are transparent.
Yes. That's clever
you know,
shit.
Do you yes. know what that's called?
Rolls.
A spring roll.
A spring roll.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
Number 2,
okay,
the so, movies.
Great.
The movies are
like
amazing.
Another race?
What? Yeah, like, give me another reason. Right?
People from Thailand. Thais.
An 8.5.
Wow.
Why? Great people.
Do you know that he got in trouble with the Vietnamese community?
What did you
Why do you have to bring that up?
We have to.
We have to be honest with our guests. She is Vietnamese.
Transparent like the Vietnamese.
Transparency.
Yeah, what did I say?
So he had to publicly make an apology to the Vietnamese community because he called you guys, and he calls Filipinos this too. He calls us all jungle gooks or jungle
Asians.
Asians
not
jungle,
gooks.
Not gooks. Jungle Asians.
That's
by saying
it.
Jungle gooks, you make it worse.
He said jungle Asians.
But how do you justify that? What
well, because you guys live in the fucking jungle. What do you mean? How do I justify it?
We don't live in the jungle.
All right, so if I go to Vietnam, is there a jungle there?
There is a jungle. There's a jungle in plenty of other countries.
There's not a jungle in Korea.
What?
I'm sure you guys have rainforests.
No, we don't. At all. It's trees. Like it looks like Denver.
You're trying to say Korea is Denver.
Yeah. It's Denver, Colorado of Asia. Okay? So that's number one. All I'm saying, and it's not a racist thing, is that you have a group of Asians. We're all equal, but you guys happen to be living in, it's like calling Eskimos snow Asians. That's what they are. Is that offensive?
Possibly.
Yeah.
If I was Eskimo, I could be offended by that.
A snow Asian.
But what? You could be offended by everything.
Your house is made out of fucking snow
cubes,
you're a snow Asian.
I mean, but snow isn't offensive, so I mean,
jungle isn't offensive either.
But you know, you right now, her boyfriend is an Indian guy. Do you know what he calls them?
Oh man, oh, don't even say it right now. If you say this right now,
can we blip it out? Whatever you say,
no.
They said it in previous podcasts. It's not a secret. But he has names for all types of Asians.
Yeah, but it's not because I'm racist. Because I'm a comedian.
Yeah.
Right.
And as comedians, we say things that aren't necessarily PC, and we do it in jest as a joke, but I'm not racist. Mm. You know why? Because I just did a video with Will.i.am's.
Wow.
Will.i.am.
Yeah. Will.i.am. Will.i.am.
Now, if you guys don't know this, my neighbor is a guy named Prince Board. He produces the Black Eyed Peas sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, who works for really close with Will.i.am's.
And with CeeLo Green, right?
Yeah, and I went to Will.i.am's studio right before this, and I did a video for Black Lives Matters.
Okay.
And I had to pull out a little thing, like a little poster, mm-hmm. and it has a question mark, you know what I mean? And I had to pretend I was sad, which I am, super sad.
Yeah.
And Mary I. Blige, isn't it?
Mary J. Blige?
That's what I said.
Okay.
And
who else is in it?
A bunch of other people. And I feel fortunate by being there, for being there.
Good.
And I really believe that we need to change. A lot of things that are happening in the world is, especially in this country, is backwards and prehistoric, and we need to change all that. And also, FYI, anyone listening, the cop that shot Philando Castillo was an Asian.
He was Filipino, wasn't he?
No, he wasn't.
Was he really?
No, he's Mexican.
Oh, thank God.
Why did you say Asian?
Because
in the video, if you watch the whole video of his girlfriend talking, mm-hmm. she describes the cop as Chinese. So yes, when that happened, Bobby and I looked at each other like, oh, fuck, yeah. We done did it now.
Yeah, we done did it.
Yeah.
Let me say something. Just as a fact, true information, he was Mexican.
Thank God. What a relief.
It's a relief.
Yeah.
Well, for my people, I would have felt really bad if he was Filipino. Although I looked at his pictures, Geronimo Yanez, and he did for a moment, like he did look Filipino to me, and I was really
worried. Wanted him to be Filipino.
I wanted him to be Korean so I could prove your Korean's racism.
Yeah, but it wasn't. First of all, a Korean would never do that.
Okay. There's another.
We would never be a cop.
Korea,
there's no cops.
I know a couple of Korean cops, and they're very good.
Yeah.
From
the movies?
No, not in the movies, in real life. They're very good cops.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're any kind of cop and you pull over any African American, just know that we're watching. We are watching through video testimony. Yeah. We are watching with our eyeballs.
Yes.
And behave yourself. Mm-hmm. Because you're slaughtering a group of people. And what happened in Dallas, crazy. Mm-hmm. Okay? So that's that. I mean, this is a comedy podcast, and I try not to talk about, you know, real things, but this is out of control. Because with, like, Eric Cantor, what happened in Jersey, with Trayvon Martin and all these things, it's now, come on, man.
I mean, it's so sad that it's had to come to this, that we had to wait this long.
2017 almost,
for
man.
For all this video to come out for us to finally believe that this was happening. Look, if a particular race of people are crying foul for this long, I think we ought to stop and listen. It's not that hard. And people are just so resistant to the idea that bad things could be happening to such a large group of people. But guess what? We're not in their shoes. We live
How did this even happen with the Philando Castillo? Okay, I'm the guy in the car. I'm mm-hmm. Philando. Mm-hmm. You're the cop. So
no.
Yes.
I have to role play this?
Yeah. No, I want to know how it would happen. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
That's why I was confused.
I'm going to show you what happened.
Okay.
he gets pulled over, these two people, because this cop.
Taillight.
No.
Dispatch.
The dispatch. His dispatch. What was it then?
No, I said there's a dispatch.
Yeah, and you go, yeah, like you know. So tell me what you.
I'm asking.
No, that's not what you did.
I just said yeah.
No,
dispatch.
you do shit.
Oh my god.
This is what you do. You say yeah, as if you know information, but you really don't because you're a fucking retard.
Wow.
Jesus, you're so angry.
I'm so angry right now. I'm so sorry. If you're retarded.
A little emotional.
Dispatch. Said the transcript basically shows that this guy pulled him over because he said they looked like. People who had just committed a robbery.
Yeah, and then
with a child in the backseat,
with a 4-year-old in the backseat. Yeah,
exactly. And he said they were wide nosed.
Yeah,
he says, which I don't even know what the fuck that means.
That was actually said.
Yeah, because let me tell you, have you ever seen her fucking nose? It's a little wide.
Me too.
It's not wide.
I'm wide.
Yeah, yours is wide. Mm-hmm. Mine's kind of wide.
I have a very Armenian nose.
Just game over. You're very pointy.
But anyway, so he pulls him over, and Philando said, "I'll give you my information, but I also to let you know I'm a card carrying gun owner," and then pop.
Yeah,
and even
crazy.
If it, for me, even if it wasn't, let's say, let's give this guy the benefit of the doubt, right? Let's just say it wasn't racially motivated. I don't think it is. I have family in law enforcement, right? And they all agree, if this is a guy who, on first instinct of pulling someone over for a broken taillight, a first instinct is to draw his weapon and shoot 4 times at a man with a child in the back, he should never have gotten to law enforcement.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
It's just, he doesn't have even the basic level of, you know, self-control to have a regular, you know, stop. For instance, the person who said this, the cop who told me this, he's been a man, a big black guy, snuck behind him with an assault rifle. He didn't shoot his weapon. You know, he was able to de-escalate a situation. He pulled over some gangsters the other day. And as the guy was pulling, as the guy opened his glove compartment, there was a weapon there. He didn't pull out his weapon. You know, he called for backup. There's protocol for these type of things. His first instinct isn't to draw his, you know, to pull his weapon out and shoot the guy 5 times. Like, and I think that what he thinks is just, if you're that type of person who hasn't been trained to control yourself in a situation like that, you shouldn't be having a weapon or shouldn't be working for law enforcement, period.
Yeah, and I apologize for calling you a retard.
Accepted.
I feel so bad about it, and I don't feel that way about you.
Thank you.
You're just ignorant.
Thank you.
Can we get to knowing who this girl in front of us is?
Yeah, but there was a couple of things that we needed to talk about, like black people dying in this country, but now we can move on to your friend now, sweetie.
Yeah.
And so Christine is Vietnamese. You guys grew up together. No, you guys met in school, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What school? Nursing?
Well, we were both biology majors.
Yeah. What college? Las Vegas?
And we were in Long Beach.
Long Beach City.
Community college.
Community
college? I just want to throw that out there.
No, then I ended up transferring to...
Yeah, community college. It's a little above DeVry, but not Harvard.
Just generic community college?
Yeah, community college.
But she's a doctor now.
I know, and congratulations. But thank she you. Did go to community college, and I just want to throw that out there.
And there's nothing wrong with
that. There's really nothing if you're poor and you didn't do well in high school. There's nothing wrong. Yeah. You smoked pot in high school, decided not to study, and then now it's your second chance.
I will say this about me and Christine.
What was that?
We were very, very shitty students, I think.
Yes.
All the class. I mean, when there was a corner to cut, we cut it.
Yes. Sometimes. In community college? Even if there wasn't a corner to cut, we made one to cut.
Right. It was, I wasn't always a good student either, but somehow we managed, you know. Now she's a doctor.
So you went to medical school. So what happened? So you went through community college. Mm-hmm. Then you got accepted to where?
A pharmacy school.
Pharmacy school. Mm-hmm. What's it called?
What does it matter? We're not getting information. Come on. She's
all right. I just want to know the facts. That's all.
Yeah. It's an accredited pharmacy.
It's accredited.
Yes.
Like if I Googled pharmacy school,
it'll come up.
Top 100.
Yeah.
Your pharmacy school would be in the top 100.
Yeah, it's in New York.
Is it in the top 100?
Yes.
Okay, well then that's all I want to know is information.
He likes number rankings.
So you went to the pharmacy school. Mm-hmm. How long did that take you?
4 years.
Could you get me Vicodin?
That was the... With a legitimate prescription,
no,
yes.
No, no. Let's just suppose, let me be real, all right? I'm sober. I don't need Vicodin, okay? But if we were friends and I wasn't sober, I say, hey, Christine, can you get me some Vicodin? Can you get me some?
No.
Wow. You had no access
to
it.
She could lose her license for that.
I know. What are you trying to do?
It was a
like,
test.
For instance, the doctor who provided Prince with that fentanyl.
Yeah.
He could face charges.
Why?
Because he's not prescribing it. I mean, fentanyl is one of those really strong drugs that you give to put patients under anesthesia.
It's not even something you start off with if you're in pain.
Yeah.
You would start off with something lower.
Like, fentanyl is
I'm
so much stronger than heroin.
Sorry, but it's fucking Prince?
Now, would you have written a prescription for Prince?
If I was a doctor and Prince said, yeah. Hey, can you get me heroin? I'd be like, you're Prince? And I'm going to get you fucking heroin. All right, Michael Jackson, he died from what? What's that drug called?
Propofol.
Propofol.
Yeah. Propofol, right?
Doctor, can you get me propofol?
Right? Doctor's like, is this Michael?
Yeah.
Coming right up. In fact, I'll hand deliver it. He drives 100 miles per hour to get to his Never Lands and rings the doorbell.
Bing bong. Thank you, doctor.
You would have been one of those parents that allowed your kid into his bed.
It's Michael Jackson.
So you would offer up your child.
Bob, can your 5-year-old son sleep on the bed with me?
I'll go, yes. You're Michael Jackson,
You would offer up your son.
I don't give a bite him. Like he did the other kids. I don't give a fuck. Bite his thigh. It's Michael Jackson. You know what, you guys? You have no respect for like A-list talent. What's the world coming to?
Bite my son's thigh?
Yeah, bite it. I don't give a fuck. You're Michael Jackson. Are you the Michael Jackson that recorded Thriller and Off the Wall?
Yeah.
Then,
yeah,
Jesus Christ, sweetie.
I'm sorry, and I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
If
so
you're...
you think celebrities always just get a free pass
no,
alive?
No, I don't. Dustin Diamond, no
Well, you said the other
zero
day.
Pass.
Dustin Diamond.
Zero
Dustin
pass.
Dustin Diamond. Hey, man, can you son? No.
He's
Why?
Screech?
Because you're Screech. You don't get to bite my son's thigh.
But Michael
Michael Jackson. Yeah. Give me a star. I'll tell you who, I'll tell you what star gets to bite my fucking son.
I'll go back and forth. Denzel Washington.
Yes.
Yes.
Nick Cannon.
Yeah.
No. I thought about
He's
it.
He's a
no.
host on America's Got
yeah.
Talent.
Not big enough.
No.
Go ahead.
Howie Mandel.
Yeah.
Oh, why?
Because he's a friend.
He's a friend. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who do you got?
Condoleezza Rice.
Ooh.
Yes.
There you go.
For sure. Yes.
Angela Merkel.
I don't know who that is. No.
Maybe. Yes.
Yeah. Angela Merkel. How about? Oh, okay. The Harry Potter lady.
J.K. Rowling. Yes.
For sure.
She's weird.
Yeah. Yeah. And write a little book about it too.
Yeah.
I bit his thigh.
Yeah.
Bobby Lee's son's thigh.
Would you
but
offer
anyway.
Up your kid to a celebrity's bed, Christine?
No.
You
wouldn't.
No, Bobby would offer his child up to my
I wouldn't offer it. I mean, you guys are fucking going crazy.
Bobby the
now.
Other day told me that he would let Elton John like butt fuck him as long as the worst thing he would get is like a rash.
If Elton John
George.
I'm not kidding you. Literally, if I went to Vegas and I saw a show and Elton goes, hey, you want to come up to my penthouse? I'd be like, okay. I'd whisper it because I want no one to hear it. If I went to this penthouse and there's probably a grand piano in this penthouse.
Of course, yeah.
I'd have him singing me a little tune. And while he's in the tune, I'd be like kind of leaning against the piano going, oh, that's a nice one. And then if he got up and pulled his pants out and he bent me over the piano, I would allow it. And he would nut inside me, I would allow it.
You cream pie your butt?
Yeah, you cream pie my butt, right?
Someone please animate this.
Cream pie my butt. And then I would look at him and go, you're not going to tell nobody about this? He goes, okay, I won't. Do I have AIDS? No. That's it. End of story.
Oh, wow. And just walk away.
I'd walk away. Wow. And I would giggle all the way down in the elevator from his penthouse. And I would, like, tell everyone I knew. Elton John fuck me in the asshole.
Hey, Bobby, what'd you do this weekend, man?
Oh, I went to Vegas and I saw Elton John show. He fucked me in the asshole.
Whoa, bro.
You'd be that proud of it?
Yeah. How weird is that? First of all, he's 80.
Yeah.
Right? So who knows how he got it up? Mm-hmm. Number two, I'm not gay.
Actually, a pretty crazy story.
Yeah, so it's crazy. Yeah, I would let him, David Duchovny, Tom Hardy,
Thornburg.
Tony Thornburg, for sure.
Tony Thornburg is like a half Swedish, half like Japanese model that Bobby stalks his Instagram all day.
Christine, you've never had a lesbian experience?
From Elton John.
Well, actually,
no.
I had a story to tell. She's lying right now.
I know she
because what happened was.
There we go.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kalila.
She's lying because it was me.
Whoa.
I thought it would be awkward.
Wait,
this.
Wait.
Whoa.
You had lesbo with the fucking Samoan?
No.
The tan Vietnamese.
Yeah.
No, we were in Spain one time, and then we were at the beach with some like young British boy, and we just three-wayed, and that was it.
Wait, for sure.
Why the details?
Is the British guy the helicopter dude?
Yeah, he jumps out of helicopter. And he's a boxer.
I've heard about helicopter dude.
What about helicopter dude?
He's like a young British boxer.
He's got tattoos on his body.
Guy.
He thinks he's James Bond, but he's really a fucking gay dude. Okay, but so he fucked both of you?
No, we just showered together. We just did things.
Did he nut?
No, probably.
Did you blow?
In me, probably.
I did not blow him.
How are you just watching?
Yeah, were you taking
notes? Okay, so what happened was, I'll give you the details. So we all got drunk. We went to the beach in Ibiza. We were in Ibiza. We were in Spain.
I don't give a fuck, but anyway.
And,
Ibiza.
Bobby hates these stories. Why do you even want to know the details?
I'm curious if these are factual things. I don't give a fuck. Go ahead.
I'm trying to learn.
Because I got stories too, bitch.
Ooh.
All right. I got beach stories too, bitch.
You got Ibiza stories?
Yeah, yeah. No, beach ones, though.
Oh, okay.
And then we decided to all get in the water naked, and then when we got out of the water, we realized that we had been robbed.
Yes.
So
in the span
deservably
of like
so. So yeah, it was like
God
2 minutes.
What you were about to do is something unholy.
Yeah.
So we stole your fucking
possibly.
Money.
They left
so
us nothing but our sandals.
Yeah, we were all
we're back.
So
we just got disconnected.
You got disconnected for a second. Sorry guys.
You want to yell at Gilbert for it?
Helicopter.
Well, no, I don't. Okay. Because I called him a retard earlier and I feel bad about it. So we're 1-1.
Now I don't want to finish my story because I think that was God telling us no more.
Don't finish the story. Don't finish it because I get it.
You get it?
You had sexual intercourse with him without a condom.
No, it was with a condom. Why would I have sexual intercourse with a stranger without a condom?
I like the assumption.
I'm not you, Bobby. You raw dog hookers all day.
I've never worn a condom.
I know that.
Like, I don't even know how it works.
I don't even know how vagina stayed intact.
I don't even know either.
After I had sex with you.
I know.
That was a very big risk. That was a dumb risk on my part.
But you did it.
I did it.
And that's life.
What are your thoughts on eating ass, Christine? Do you do it? Do you have it done to you?
I have not done it before.
Ever? You've never eaten any guy's ass in your life?
No. But I have had it done to me.
Good girl, as you should.
Why haven't you done it?
I don't know.
Do guys ask for it?
No.
Oh God.
But if
I just had a guy that was really like into it.
Yeah.
And you were with a guy who was into getting his ass eaten?
Was into eating my ass.
Mm. Oh, and you said what?
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm turn it open. Down.
Yeah.
Do you wash yourself first or you just kind of do it raw dog like that?
No, I always wash myself first.
Mm. All right. Every time.
Yes, it's part of my.
But some guys really do like the flavor, though. Like I've had requests not wash after the gym.
What kind of flavor is it?
What is the flavor?
Poop flavor?
No, not poop. But it's like that natural,
human
scent.
Yeah.
Like I used to have a guy prefer me when I was completely dirty, like just sweaty, my own like natural.
Yeah.
You know.
I can't
scent.
Do it. I needed to be clean.
So if Kalila came back from a hike and was like, Bobby, I want you to eat my butt right now. I just came from a hike. You say?
He would say no.
I would do it.
No. Oh. One time I blew him and his streets smelled like assholes. I don't even know what the fuck he's talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elton John.
Elton John.
John. Did you not remember the story?
Elton John. Tasted like Elton John.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a dirty person. Mm.
Yeah. Not always, though. You never have like BO or anything. I think there's just one time you didn't wipe well enough and like you were just like face fucking me and I was like, wow, I'm getting a different aroma this time.
I'm sorry. I feel bad about it. I'm sorry.
He's trying to be a better guy.
I know, but like the courtesy of just not wiping at all, because sometimes he does that. Sometimes he'll just pull his pants up. And he just refuses to, you know.
All right. I'm sorry.
No professional courtesy.
I'm dirty. I'm sorry. Now, let me say something about shit. That UFC 200 was shit.
Mm. Wasn't shit.
Anticlimactic.
It was underwhelming.
Just a main card.
Yeah.
It was.
You watch UFC.
Boring.
Right,
I missed that one.
Yeah.
It was boring. I'm going to tell you something that was great. The two nights before that, the Eddie Alvarez Dos Anjos fight, oh, amazing.
Wonderful.
Jan Chacek Gedalia fight, fucking amazing.
Say a couple words on that. That's.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is that if UFC 200 was the Eddie Alvarez, the Jan Chacek one, and also I like the Nunez Tate one.
Oh, very good.
If that was UFC 200, sign me up. That's a great show. But it's like if John Jones fails a PDA, what's it called, PDA?
PED.
PED test, and he can't fight, then Daniel Cormier, I'm sorry, you need the money, but step back. We're going to get, you know, that we don't need to see this. Mm-hmm. We don't need to see an old Anderson Silva without a training camp to go in and get his ass beaten out. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? This is a legend. It's awful.
It was hard to watch.
Very hard to watch. Yeah. And Brock all Lesnar. The other... Yeah. Unmemorable.
Yeah.
Terrible.
I like the Cain Velasquez fight.
That was okay.
That was a good one.
Do Hoo Choi, Superboy.
Oh, Korean Superboy.
Yeah, but that wasn't that night.
That wasn't that night.
It was
the Gedalia Jan Chacek night.
Oh, you're talking about the tough finale. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that main event thing.
Yeah.
The 3 days, I guess, collectively, yes.
Good.
But the main of the two, the Saturday night fight card was terrible.
Yeah.
It was boring. It wasn't worth the money. And I love the sport. I'll keep watching the sport. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying is that think it through a bit. Yeah, Dana White, you're mad at Conor McGregor for not doing press and not doing all that. Put him on the ticket. Mm-hmm. Because that's people would want to see Nick Diaz, McGregor, too.
Nate Diaz,
mm-hmm. too. Mm-hmm. Okay? Put that on. Put the Gedalia Jan Chacek because of the rivalry.
And RDA.
Yeah, put some fucking good fights on. Jose Aldo kicked Frankie Edgar's ass. I like that.
That was fun.
You know, but other than that, it wasn't worth the money. That's fine. What am I? It's, you know, it's fights. Mm-hmm. You can't
predict.
Mm-hmm. You know, so, but that's my thoughts on it. You know, I.
You guys are going to hate me right now, but I really need to go pee.
Go pee. So, we'll keep going.
Okay. Yeah. Keep going while I'm gone.
Go pee.
Do you have any crazy stories about Kalila while she's
peeing? No, when she's peeing, I have to say something.
Oh, well, okay.
Oh, God.
We're just going to sit here, Kalila. Just go pee. Fine, Kalila. Don't worry about it.
Go to the bathroom.
We're still friends, right, Bobby?
Yeah, we are very fucking friends.
Okay, what now?
In order for me to play fucking Destiny, I have to watch a fucking movie and give her massages, okay? And the massages are, it's not fair.
What is
the How long do the massages have to be?
She goes, that's not done. I go, let me say something right now, okay? When I'm playing video games, I have six guys waiting for me in space.
Yeah.
Okay? She's like, another 10 minutes on this thigh.
The
what
leg.
The fuck, bitch? We have to fight fucking
aliens.
There's a war going on.
Yeah.
Bitch? And then I got to fucking massage more fucking legs?
Yeah. There's tall legs.
Right.
They're long
I had to watch. You know what I did? I go, let's watch a movie tomorrow night. Last night, right? I tried to pick the most boring movie so she could fall asleep.
Fucking yeah, so yeah.
So I'm laying next to her and like, it's just a bunch of white people talking about like science. And she's riveted by it. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Oh, so
it didn't work.
It backfired.
Right, backfired. And then afterwards, no. I didn't get my massage yet. Oh, fuck. So now I can't start. I started playing at 3 in the morning when I should have been playing at midnight.
Yeah.
She's coming back.
Yep.
She's just flushing. She's coming back. She has time. There's
so anyway, John Jones.
What an athlete.
He shouldn't be taking PDs. Yeah. PDs.
Wow.
You take PEDs,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I like your stance on PEDs, by the way.
Yeah. It's wrong.
What did they tell you, Christine?
They told me nothing.
Are you threatening her?
No.
Only in the nicest
ways.
Hey,
we're going to stop talking about UFC. We're going to stop talking about ourselves. We're going to start talking about our guest for a few seconds.
Okay. Yes, please. I want to know more.
So ask away. I know everything about this girl.
Well, I don't know what to ask.
She's interesting. She's interesting because...
Well, because?
Because why?
Why?
Why the fuck is this girl in our fucking podcast right now?
Look, we talk about...
I came in here. She kept deep throating the mic. Yeah. I don't know what she was
deep throating the mic.
It's a very specific talent.
Yeah,
that not everybody can do. Yes.
She's ruining that chair because of the weight of her ass.
She's confusing us by pretending to be Samoan.
I've always liked you, Christine. I really have. I really like you.
You know what? You're being very quiet and shy right now, which is totally opposite of how you are.
You described her differently to me.
Well, when you met her, how was she?
Oh, very loud. She's funny, rambunctious.
Yeah. Everyone kind of like gets a little bit shy.
That's natural.
Yeah,
that's
it's
natural.
Normal.
Yeah,
but
because you know what it is? I'll tell you why. Because she's editing.
She's editing. Mm. And it's okay. You have a job to
do. No, it's not okay.
Then grill her.
Well, she won't tell me about where she went to college.
That's a big one.
Right? That's a big one to me.
Community college. Specifics. Yeah. Okay, here.
Yeah.
The reason I thought that she was a good match for the podcast is because we talk about race often here.
Yeah. But she's being PC about it.
It's okay. She won't be PC in a second. Not if you grill her. Just push her enough.
Oh, sweet.
Look, I don't even know how to start. Like,
well, you have to start.
For example, the reason I always found her interesting is because she was, number one, she's a Vietnamese girl, right?
I love it.
Yeah,
but
great.
All the men that she's dated have always been outside her race. She's always dated black guys.
There we go.
Indian.
Yummy.
Just about every other color in the rainbow.
I've had a Vietnamese guy.
Filipino, yeah. Yeah.
Why haven't you dated a Vietnamese guy?
I have dated a Vietnamese guy. He was just fucking nuts.
But you sucked his dick?
Possibly.
No. See, that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Of course.
There we go. Now
let's
we're starting.
Let's start here.
Start with the
We don't do possibly, maybe. We say yes or no.
Yes.
Okay.
I can't plead the
Did
fifth
you suck his dick?
Yes.
Okay. What did it taste like?
Like any normal penis. I mean,
I don't think so.
What do you think it tastes like?
I don't think so.
Bobby knows about Vietnamese.
I think there's a little bit of mint flavor in there. Like the fucking egg rolls.
They love mint.
Lemongrass.
They love the fucking lemongrass.
They love mint and lemongrass.
Fish sauce.
So that's number one. You know that's what they taste like.
Yeah, a little lemongrass.
Okay.
Maybe. Curry.
His pubic hair is straight.
He had no pubic hair.
Oh, I don't like that.
I love it.
Sometimes guys do that. It makes it look a little bit bigger.
I hate that.
Why?
Number one, I already know you're insecure and you're cheating because you want your dick to look bigger.
Bigger, yes.
So that's why you shave that shit down. It's not for my comfort because guess what? When it grows back, it itches
it
me.
Burns.
Yes, it burns.
I've been shaving since I was a kid and it doesn't burn anymore.
It doesn't burn you, it burns me when the stubble goes against me.
Oh, that's what I'm... I thought you were talking about my own... Oh, shit. I read that wrong. How foolish.
I don't burn anymore.
Sorry for burning. I don't give a fuck if you burn.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just... Yeah. Think about it as like just the scruff on a man's face.
So what are you talking about? She's dated a Vietnamese guy.
My favorite race.
Mm-hmm.
Or does it even...
You know, I don't have a favorite. Yeah. I just...
What's the most delicious?
It doesn't go...
No, I'm trying to get her to say something.
It would have to be Indian.
Ooh.
Yes. I have a thing for the brown skin and the scruff.
Now, is that something that only happened when you moved to New York?
Sir,
I think so because...
Go ahead.
Yes.
Hi. Say that again. I want to hear you correctly. Say it again.
Which part?
The Indian, the flavor, all that. You like that?
I like the brown skin. I love the scruff. Mm-hmm. Looks good.
It's good.
Yeah,
but I feel the Indian men here in LA are very different
than
the Indian men
true.
In New York.
I didn't date Indian men on the West Coast when I was living on the West Coast. When I moved east to New York City, they were, I feel, more open-minded.
Can we explain
attractive.
The difference?
Yes,
the difference.
That's true.
There was something, they had more swag about them.
It was New York City water.
Like, I'm in love with that that Indian guy in Nurse Jackie. He's like this tall, super, super hot Indian guy. But you're right about the LA Indians.
Yeah, they're a little more.
Yeah.
Stuck up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't outside of their circle.
How does that work? Okay, so you're dating an Indian guy now. You've been dating him for a couple of years. What does his family, is his family inclusive? Are they happy? Or do they care that he's dating outside of his race?
I think in the beginning they were a little bit like resistant. I'm not Indian.
Yeah.
I think they love me now. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty sure in the beginning they were hoping
they have those
that
funny
I would.
Accents?
No, his family's actually from Guyana. They're Guyanese
the
Indian.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So they have more of a Caribbean accent than they do an Indian accent.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, the cool one.
Yeah.
What about your family? What about your dad and mom? What are they thought their thoughts about you dating outside of your race? Do they want you to be with a Vietnamese guy?
You know, I always grew up thinking that that's what they wanted. You know, someone that was Vietnamese, Republican, military, conservative, all that stuff. And that was the one Vietnamese guy that I dated, and never ever again, because he's so crazy. But when I tried to actually, you know, walk my dad through it, yeah, I'm dating someone, he was like, you know what? You know, you're about to finish school, never been to prison, never been pregnant, never been arrested. Whoever it is you choose to be with, as long as they love you, it's fine.
Oh,
great parenting.
I was like, you couldn't have told me this at 16. I was in fear of my life to bring anybody home.
You know what's funny? Immigrant parents, they change through time. My parents were like, if you don't date, you know, old male Korean, don't ever bring a house, right?
And that's the general, like, all right, feeling I got from my dad.
But then in the 20s, they're like, I'm so glad you're not gay. Yes.
How did they react when you brought your first white girlfriend?
Oh, they were like happy. They literally thought
they were just happy.
Because I tell them, like, I told them about how I've had gay experiences, and it just boggles their mind. Yeah, how do you say I suck my friend Gary's penis?
You told your parents?
Yeah. Why are you telling me? I don't want to know, you know what I mean? But I want to tell them everything.
Yeah.
I told them about the machete and the thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
I tell them everything. But over the time, they're number one, they're happy that I have a path. Like you went to a pharmacy school and you have a direction. And so they also know your heart, and they know that you're probably a really good person.
Probably.
No, they do. They love you. So so they changed. But before they were conservative.
They still are. You're, why are Vietnamese people in general Republican, right? And why is that?
Yeah, why? It's very confusing.
I don't know. I think it's just a lot of the principles, that the values that they have. You know, you work hard, you get what you know, you don't take handouts from the government. You know, whatever it is you have, you work hard for it.
Yeah.
I think it's just generally like that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Does it have anything to do with the sentiment during like the Vietnam War? Or like people coming.
I mean, I'm not
like
trying to speak for all like Vietnamese people, but I just think that when you're fleeing, at least from the South, that type of communist, socialist government that's corrupt, you're not going to look at Bernie Sanders and be like, yeah, man, let's bring socialism to America when we ran away from it.
Yeah.
You know, in Vietnam. I just don't think it's going to happen.
Right.
Yeah. So they didn't vote for Obama.
No.
I think Christine herself is...
Is that what you're saying?
She's having a crisis herself.
Did you vote for Obama?
No.
No, she's a Republican.
What? You are?
Yes.
She just said Vietnamese.
Well, no. Wait. I thought her parents were,
no,
but
she's
not.
A Republican.
What? Oh, now here we go. Go.
Bobby just body rolled. He just got excited.
Say something to you right now. Why?
I was actually having a conversation with Kalila in the bathroom earlier.
Interesting.
And I was having a little bit of a identity crisis because I told her that I was talking, one of my roommates is really, really like pro-Hillary, pro. So I was having a conversation with him about different things, and he was like, Christine, I think you're a Democrat. Oh, hey, don't you fucking talk like that.
Yeah, she really thinks that.
So I think I was more against what like super left wing people stood for, like that whole,
like
if you don't agree with me, you're racist. If you don't agree with me, yeah,
like super liberals are very like oppressive, like that.
Yeah,
they can be.
You
can
can't speak your mind. It's politically incorrect.
Like, okay,
you can't
give me
say
an
that.
Okay, give me an example of something that an ultra liberal person would say that you would be offended by, or that would be offended about what you said.
Okay. Let's say like free healthcare for everyone.
Okay.
I believe that, you know, whatever it is that you earn,
yeah.
Excuse me. You should be able to pay for your own healthcare. I don't want to pay for your healthcare. I don't think that my income that I worked hard that I should be supplementing anyone else's healthcare or anything else for them.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I'm going to say this. Can I say this? Is that some people were not born in the situations that we've been born in. And I would like to, you can have some of my money because I want to help you. Because I've been blessed and I have a career that's amazing and I have I've had, you know, my parents took me to museums and shit. I mean, I was a drug addict and I was a fucked up kid, but I had a really good upbringing. And I was born into an upper middle class home, and I'm grateful for that. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I believe that some people are not born in those kind of situations. They're born to a single mother. Maybe they're born into extreme poverty and they don't have the opportunities that I had. And it's like, all right, you can't afford medicine. You can take some of my money, mm-hmm. and we'll get you medicine. I believe that every citizen in this country should get free health care.
No, and I agree.
Because we lost billions of dollars into the Iraq war. Where did that money go?
Right. No, and I agree with you. But that's your upbringing. For me,
yeah,
we didn't have everything either. My parents came here as refugees, mm-hmm. with nothing but the clothes, mm-hmm. on their back.
Yeah.
But they were able to pick themselves up on their own.
That's true.
We weren't on welfare. We didn't get government assistance.
But did you have both parents?
I did have both parents.
Okay. You're lucky then.
But my dad was the only one working.
That's fine. You're lucky though. Because some people are born into their mother being a crack addict. Mm-hmm. The father's not around. Mm-hmm. And then the mother has three kids. And these kids are fucked. What are you going to do about them? See, I think liberalism, right? See, you know what? Here's my problem with conservatism is that it's a selfish party.
It's not utilitarian. Like, it's, you're not looking out for the better. It's you're looking out for yourself.
Self versus the collective.
But there's nothing. I mean, I've been friends with you for a decade now, and she is, all her beliefs are completely opposite of mine, including religion. Like, you believe in God, you go to church, you're a Republican. Our thoughts, our beliefs have always been so stark and very, very opposite of one another, but we've been able to stay extremely close. And I think that's a perfect example of how it doesn't always have to get in the way of, you know.
Did I get too serious there?
A little bit.
I did?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, you don't have to apologize.
No, I want to understand. I really want to understand.
But what is your stance on other things like gay marriage?
Oh,
like,
I'm pro-gay marriage.
Abortions.
Yeah, but those.
My body, my right.
Okay, that's okay.
Okay, then you're not actually fall more in the center.
I probably am not Republican anymore, but I'm in denial. I don't know why. It's just one of those things, just kind of have an identity.
Maybe you're a libertarian thing. Like George. Yeah.
George. We got another one. George just said libertarian.
Yeah, George is a libertarian. He's neither here nor there.
I don't know, man. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Maybe we're all wrong. We can't seem to get anything right.
No, what I'm saying is that I just want, you know, freedom is freedom, mm-hmm. right? But it's like, so like in terms of the social issues that Republicans have, I can't get on board with that.
No.
Because it's oppressive.
All the social issues I'm completely liberal on.
Okay.
Yeah, but I know what you mean, though, about just the super left-wing liberals are a little bit much to take. It's like, the super liberals are the ones that don't allow you to do your comedy. Those are the ones that are going to complain about, you know, you perpetuating rape culture and writing a letter to the board of the college perform.
No.
Yes, those, believe it or not, Bobby, it's not. Liberals are actually the ones who are the PC brigade.
Nope.
Yes. What?
Yeah.
Who is it then?
Yeah, who
are you
is
talking
it?
About? It's not a Republican of the PC Brigade. What are you? Holy shit!
Wow, babe.
Look, I'm gonna say this, George.
Sorry, just prick the balloon.
I know, but George, I'm gonna say this, George. Okay.
His bone.
I love you. Went crazy, and that's fine. That's why I love you,
George. Right? That was too much.
I've never seen a white man's face turn that red before.
It was so red.
Yeah.
It was the chair.
Yeah.
I did this thing called the NACA conference. What it is that, you know, colleges.
Oh yeah, I've been to that. Yeah.
Yeah. So. I did one in Idaho. Mm-hmm.
They're always in a weird.
Oh God,
small
Idaho!
Place.
Idaho.
And I went up on stage, and the liberal schools stayed for my show, and all the conservative schools left the room. They did.
Yeah, they were.
All the Christian Mormon schools got up from their chairs, left the place, right? And the hippie schools, the liberal ones,
stayed.
Are more tolerant, and they listen to every single one of my jokes. Yes, some of them would come up and go, I think it's a little too much, but the fucking conservative schools, they won't even listen. One fuck, they get up from their chairs and they leave. What the fuck are you guys talking about?
But those aren't the people who are going to go on the internet or write a fucking letter of complaint and talking about how what you said wasn't PC. They might not stay for it.
No.
But they're not the ones who are
it's
actually
the conservative ones that are fucking writing those. What buddy, the fuck are you talking about?
You don't spend enough time on the internet, I think. I mean, which is probably a good thing.
I do.
Which is probably a good thing, but I think you have it wrong there.
I don't have it wrong.
I think there are... I think the PC Brigade comes from the ultra-liberals. I think it's the fact that everything you say, it's not... They want to create this unrealistic safe place for people where comedy can no longer exist because you can't talk about people with Down syndrome. You can't talk about rape. You can't talk about women.
I just had an epiphany. I had an epiphany just now.
What is it?
On both sides, you have groups of people on both sides that have these things. And it's not about Republican or liberal against conservatism. Mm-hmm. It's just people that are...
Not extremists even.
People that are just either open-minded or they're not. Okay?
Yeah.
So it's not... Because let me tell you something right now. If I played anywhere in the South, in the Bible Belt, and I did my act, right... Those are the cities I don't play because those are the cities where they don't come out for me. They walk out during my show, right? And they complain to the fucking comedy club that he's too dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's the places like Portland, Seattle, San Francisco, these kind of liberal places, New York, where they allow me to do my act and I sell the most tickets there. So to me, my life experience is that these blue states and these cities that have my people in it are the ones that support me. I don't play red states because they hate me. I know. They don't come out. They're very conservative. And they don't like me. So I'm talking through experience.
Yeah, but remember, conservatism...
Because if your theory is right, I should be selling out in Arkansas.
But remember, conservatism doesn't always reflect someone's morals or what they... It's conservatism is more... with money, with it doesn't have to do with someone's. Are you
economically okay? Economically, small government and trickle down economics or whatever. I might be able to lean toward that, okay? But because the Republicans have these stupid social issues, I cannot join them.
You're still welcome in our household, though, Christine.
Of course.
Yeah, you are. This is get too crazy.
Yeah, a little bit.
Sorry.
A little bit.
I got angry.
I hate talking about anything just like political because we're all, at the end of the day, Bobby, you and I are, number one, not informed enough, and we're pretty fucking stupid. Like, we can sit here and talk in circles.
Get my clap.
We are. We're a part. We're fucking retarded, sweetie.
But you guys know what you're good at? Unhelpful advice.
We are. We might be good at that. Go ahead. Feel like is it time? It's this was time a weird 50. Podcast.
It was good.
I feel like we didn't. Okay, but go ahead.
No.
What?
This is my favorite one I've done.
Why?
this really is the most favorite one I've done.
It's the most Samoans we've had in a room.
No, it's not that. It's just the whole vibe of it.
Yeah.
I really love the whole vibe of it.
What's the vibe of it?
The vibe of it is we went in and out, around. And I think the reason why I'm confrontational, the reason why I'm saying the things that I'm saying is because it's been a tough couple weeks for our country in general. We had Orlando. We have these police, Dallas, these situations that are happening. And you can see it in the comedy clubs. It's intense.
In the clubs too.
Yeah, and at the comedy clubs, it's fucking weird. People come out and they're angry, and there's a vibe, and it's seeping into this podcast. I'm to blame. I'm sorry, but I have a lot of emotions, and I just think that it is what it is. We did this specific episode. It got a little
testy,
but it's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me the unhelpful advice.
Unhelpful advice with Bobby, Kalila, and a Samoan.
This is from Dennis. Just need your input. Been married 19 years, and my wife and I have always been interested in bringing other people into the relationship. I'm a voyeur. My wife has been with a couple women.
Wait, hang on. He's a voyeur?
Yeah, he says, he's a voyeur. My wife has been with a couple women while we've been married, and another guy a few weeks ago for the first time. I was a little jealous about 2 minutes, but it was more of a turn on than anything we've been having more sex ever since. Mm-hmm. We're interested in having threesomes with other guys and girls once in a while. What do you guys think?
After 19 years, you do whatever the fuck you do to keep your marriage afloat. If that's going to spark the fire in your relationship, I think that's great. I don't see anything. I have no judgments against what people decide to do to keep the flames alive. You know, I think it's great. I think it sounds fun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I hope that 19 years into a marriage, I can look at my partner in the eye and be like, let's shake shit up a little bit. Let's get things, you know, let's make things a little bit more exciting. Like, I don't want to, you know, 20 years with the same dick. Please give me a new one.
Nope.
I was waiting for it. I was waiting for that.
I think the wife, she's in an ideal situation.
Nope.
Yes.
Would you in 20 years with your partner?
I would hope so. I would watch.
Would you watch him have sex with another woman?
See?
Yeah, I would. After 19 years, yes. Yeah. Why not?
Because it gives you that sense, a little bit of jealousy. Really just enough to, passion. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hulk Hogan did it. That's how he got to bankrupt that one, what was it?
Gawker.
Yeah. They paid him that huge settlement because he was fucking a friend's wife, and they got the videotape of him fucking a friend's wife. But the friend allowed it. Some people are just voyeurs. What do you think, babe? You're not into...
My dad mm-hmm. has never had sex with anybody except for my mom.
Oh.
And my mom too. They're the first. They met each other for 45 years, 50 years. They've been together. They probably haven't had sex in a while. And sex is not that important to me.
Oh God, that's depressing.
It's not depressing. Keep it going. Is important, keep but going. I'm
give
saying
me something.
I know, but what I'm saying is that the foundation of the relationship shouldn't be sex.
Of course not.
No one's saying that.
A small
yeah.
percentage of
no
it.
You sound like my,
at
you sound
all.
Like my mom.
The
I love
other,
this.
The foundation is <my mom. laughs> trust, right?
Yes.
And you pick somebody that you can breed with. That you know
oh,
that
God, breeding. That sounds so just.
Right?
This is nah,
it's still romantic.
Awful.
Hey, it's romantic still in some countries, breeding.
Right? And you can create an empire with.
Just
an
sow your fucking wait, wild oats.
To create an empire.
Empire.
With, right? I'm not interested of like tacking ants. Right? And ripping pussy up. And shit, dog.
Thou?
I'm not into that. Right?
Tap it out.
Yeah. Bend over. Let me have that fucking junkety junk junk.
Ew, babe.
Whatever they say, the kids. Okay?
I think it's what the kids exactly
mine's
what they
like,
say.
Mine's like, nah, dog. I want to.
All right.
I want to build a house on a foundation, and I want to build a motherfucker empire, dog.
Why are you talking like Terrence Howard?
Right, that's what I'm saying. All right. That's what I'm into. All right. And you better respect it.
Ew, babe. All right. Can you
stop? You better dig it.
Babe, I don't and like I, it when you talk like
I'm
that.
I'm sorry.
I love
it. I'm lighting it up now, dog.
Oh
yeah,
God. Because you know he's trying, but it's not coming out right.
It comes out right. You know why I know it comes out right?
Why?
Because and you know what? You make fun of me because you don't think I can go urban.
Oh God, please don't. God.
Wait, what do you mean? You make fun of him because he can't.
The sheer fact that he said go urban is like highly distressing
bitch, I can
for
go
me.
Urban.
Please, I'm going to turn the mic off.
No, turn it off. Keep
your
fucking cameras on.
Because, babe, my friends from Long Beach are here. Don't embarrass me. He does this.
Dog, BLM, dog. You know, BLM, Black Lives Matter. Let me see this right now.
Why do you sound like a country hick?
Exactly. Yeah, you sound like a white southerner now.
Fuck you, Christine. Let me see.
Fuck you, Christine.
You know how I know my shit's legit?
Why?
You know how I know, dog?
How?
Hey, dog,
we're
how?
At that Netflix. We're at the Netflix rap party for love, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And she was there.
Yeah, yeah.
An executive from Netflix walked up to me and she goes, "You did a pilot. Did listen with Kevin Brennan, Neil
Toot
Brennan's brother.
Toot your own horn hour.
Just say
Neil.
And you played a hip hop star. That was my role.
You played a hip hop star.
Yeah, I was. I played a guy who, you know, Kevin Brennan's brother in the show. Is an A&R guy and I'm his first client. Mm. So I come over the house and all my dialogue is like that. I crushed it, bro.
Oh, God.
Wow. Hey, headset drop. No. Headset drop.
Sit your ass down.
I fucking crushed it, bro.
Okay, is going urban hour over?
going urban with Bobby
yeah.
Lee.
Going over with Bobby.
Lord.
Lee.
Tap
Good
ass, Bobby.
Look at that made me so nervous.
I know.
Yeah,
she, wait, she went stigmata.
Oh my God.
Like,
She's so sweaty.
Codes and yeah.
She's so sweaty.
There
from
are
that.
Certain things he does that make me cringe, and oh, that no. Going urban is one of them.
What if he went with you? What if he was talking like that in Long Beach?
It would make me uncomfortable.
Please do.
It would make me uncomfortable because he just lives in this y'all? Oh God! Yeah. But he does. His going urban is what white guys did in like the late 90s, kind of going urban. Like it's not even. It just makes my armpits sweat. It distresses
it's
me.
It's real.
I went full stigmata.
It's real. And you went stigmata. And it's real. And you're afraid of the realness, woman.
No. There's a reason why.
The realness.
Am I not racking me a pound, bro? That's right, dog.
From the whitest guy in the room.
I know. That shit just got real, cuz.
Oh, Lord.
I like cuz.
I'll raise the roof right now.
Oh, God.
Guess what? Who let the dogs out?
Wait, that's Baja, man.
I know you guys did.
So embarrassing.
Who let the dogs out?
Who fucking let the dogs out, right?
Oh, God.
To the left, to the left. All that shit.
All right. It's over, guys.
Why?
We gotta fucking...
It's a great podcast.
Any shows for Bobby?
No.
I don't fucking know.
No, fuck it.
No shows? Any urban
shows? He's going to be in Sacramento 2 weeks from now, and after that he's going to be at in Helium in Philadelphia. No, don't kiss me right
kiss,
now.
Kiss, kiss,
no.
Kiss.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That was sick, though.
Oh,
yo,
God.
Yo, thanks for listening to Tiger Bell.
Gross.
Y'all.
My pussy just dried up like the Sahara Desert.
And thank Christine shit. Come down here. Playing with all
For more of that urban talk, you could follow us on Instagram at Tiger Belly, and on Twitter for more urban tweets at The Tiger Belly. And if you have urban questions, you can email us at thetigerbelly at gmail.com.
Yeah, I'm back, dog. Oh. I'm back.
Hey, man, can you tell us about your shows coming up?
Yeah, dang. Shit, dang. Been in Sacramento.
Dang.
Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna be home.
I can't even understand you anymore.
I know.
You're just like vowels.
Arlington, Virginia.
Kalila's dying right now. She's so embarrassed. Wow. I've never seen you so embarrassed before.
Yeah, man.
You get to have sex with us afterwards.
Yeah, my heart. Philando Castile is my heart, man.
How would you feel if Bobby did role play like that?
I would not let him enter me.
Baby, you okay?
I'm okay. All
right, good.
I will recover one way or the other.
I'm gonna have a cigarette.
Hey, guys, also we have our stickers have been mailed out. Most of them, not international yet.
Yeah.
We're working on that, but stickers should be coming within the next 2 weeks or wherever U.S. Postal wants to do that. If you haven't listened to our Tiger Belly mixtape yet, if you want to share that with your friends who have never heard of Tiger Belly, you can go to Bandcamp and search The Tiger Belly. Do you have social media we can follow you on, Christine?
Possibly. Are you
open to it?
You don't have to. Oh. You don't have to plug anything. You're here as a friend. So.
Yeah. I am anti-social media.
Yeah.
Social security?
Don't got one of those either.
Dang, she went.
Illegal.
Damn, girl. You just... It was so stupid. It was like 10 minutes of urban. Urban in quotations.
Yeah, like my jaws get stiff.
Yeah, you're really nervous, dude. She's so uncomfortable. It's hilarious. You can follow Kalila on all social media.
Or don't.
At Calamity K. You can follow Christine at Gilbits. And also follow George at George Kimmel or at Voted Best Tweets. And Russell, our other cameraman, what is your Twitter? He doesn't have anything. He produces reality TV shows. He's too cool.
All
right, guys, that's our show.
Thank you guys for listening.
Bye.
And we will see you next week. Thank you, Christine, for coming on. Ciao, everybody.
Vietnam, yo.
Samoa.
Samoa.
Samoa.